Buc-ee's has not commented on the potential delay. That new travel center expected to create around 200 full-time jobs upon completion, because they're big, right?
Yeah, massive.
Generally bigger than a Quick Trip?
I would say it is, yeah.
But same kind of stuff, like they have fresh foods and...
Mm-hmm. I mean, they might even
offer... Fuel?
Yeah, showers and whatnot sometimes.
Yeah, but do they say, we'll see you next time?
That's a great question.
You find yourself waiting for it? I was in one the other day. I almost turned around. I'm like, there. Don't you have something else you want to say to me? Just threw it in. We'll see you next time.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Just missed us. Hard to suggest it seems that we got lucky here in southeast Wisconsin, given our recent severe weather outbreaks.
It sounded like this giant crash, and I assumed for a second that it was just our patio umbrella, but it wasn't.
It was a giant tree. Severe weather ravaging the Chicago suburbs. That was a woman in Skokie, Illinois, about a half hour south of the border with Wisconsin.
Yeah, just south of the border there, yep.
Hey, pro tip, if you're going to Wrigley Field, catch the Brewers down there against the Cubs. That's where you pick up the L.
Take the train.
Right? Yep. Take the train in.
Absolutely.
Perfect spot. Little park and ride. You pay a buck or two to park there. Get on the L. Right now, strong storms still ripping through central and southern Illinois into Indiana. Next door in Minnesota.
We never, ever thought in a million years this would ever happen. And here it is.
Yeah, that entire communities remain at risk downstream as the dam in the Mankato area is in, this is a terrible phrase, quote, imminent failure condition.
Oh,
that doesn't sound good. A woman who lives near the dam, they're talking with CBS News. Producer Greg Hill here has some drone video that he can share from the dam up on the live stream. If you're watching along with us, again, text WATCH to 855-616-1620. One of the news stations out that way put the drone up over it. And you said it earlier, harkens back memories of Lake Delton.
Lake Delton. It's the first thing I thought of when you see the video.
There's this house that is just teetering on the brink of collapse into the rushing waters. More dire really is the fact that tens of thousands live downstream. They are at risk if the dam fails on the Blue Earth River. Over to South Dakota, dealing with river swelling rain. Sheriff's deputy there talking with CBS News.
It's beyond words. I mean, to us, it's a situation. To the families, the homeowners, this is their lives.
And back here at home, already well above our average for tornadoes for the year, which is normally 23 is the average.
So we're north of 30
north
now, aren't
of 30
we?
Already. We're just getting started, right? We're only a few days into summer. Fortunate that this latest round of severe weather did stay just to our south. 7:15, we got sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
How about them Brewers?
The Brewers have won 8 straight home series.
Say that again, Lane Grindle.
The Brewers have won 8 straight home series.
Yes. Brewers win 3-1 over the Rangers. Pitcher Bryce Wilson lights out Tuesday night. They used an opener again for Wilson, and he's done very well when they've used the opener. Basically, this means you throw a reliever in there to start the game. So Tuesday night, it was Hobie Milner. Milner pitched 2 innings, then came in Wilson, who pitched 6 scoreless, just a gem. 3 hits, 4 strikeouts. After the game, he told the Brewers radio network that, yeah, you know what? It would have been nice to kind of go in there for the ninth to finish up the game.
I definitely wanted to go back out, but Peggy came in and, was dominant. So, can't complain at all.
Who came in?
Peguero. Peggy called him. Okay. Pegster.
Everybody's got to have a nickname, right? Old Peggy came in.
Pegasus.
I like that.
Pegasus. Pegasus with the S. Got the save. Rookie Joey Ortiz also chipped in. He had himself a home run.
Joey Ortiz! Star game.
Yes, sir. Brewers win 3-1. Also, they made a trade. Dallas Keuchel, former Cy Young Award winner, is now a member of the crew. Now, he hasn't pitched in the bigs this year. He's been part of the Mariners minor league system. We'll see. But, through cash considerations, maybe get an arm, maybe you can get something out of him. Lightning in a bottle, perhaps. Keuchel, now a member of the Brewers organization. They go for the sweep this afternoon, 12:40 pregame, 1:10 first pitch right here on WTMJ.
NBA draft kicks off tonight. Barclays Center in Brooklyn is the site. The Bucks have 2 picks, number 23 and 33 overall. Spoke recently with Bucks general manager John Horst. I jacked him up at Summerfest.
Yeah.
We were talking and I'm like, hey, I got to get some sound here.
Need something good.
He revealed to me exclusively exactly what the Bucks are going to do in this draft.
So with 23 and 33 for us, it's right in the middle of the draft. We think it's really deep in the middle to have both picks. We have a ton of flexibility. We could move up. We could move down. We could get out.
Okay. You heard it here first.
So all options.
We could do anything. Yes. All right. Horst was a bit more revealing than that.
I like the draft a lot. I think we'll take both players, both picks. There's guys that can plug and play. I think it helped win now. Think about a little bit like what Andre Jackson did last year or AJ Green the year before. And there's guys with a lot of upside that could really be, we think, big swings and big hits in a year or two.
So that's newsworthy. Yeah. Might take both picks.
I think that's where he's leaning. Yeah. Anything can happen. Who knows who's on the other end of the phone with some sort of deal. And the Bucks, I think, still have to be in win-now mode. So unless you can find somebody at 23 and 33 that you think can help you right now this season, pass. Like, that's fine. Yeah, the prospect of just passing is fine with me. 720 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Front 101.7, The Truth, our friend and teammate, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Dr. Ken Harris, friend of the program as well, in the house this morning.
Notice how he always thinks I'm a friend of the program.
You are a friend of the program, no?
But I was listening earlier. That was cute.
Don't make fun of me because I almost broke down after the honor flight. Look at you.
And I'm driving in the car. Man up! Come on! You can't
yelling at the radio.
It's tough,
Ken. It is overwhelming.
Coming back was tough, and I'm not the vet.
It is very overwhelming.
You know?
Have you been to the 9/11? Exhibit?
Yes. Another one.
I had to leave.
It's right? Incredible.
You can think a number in your brain, but when you see it,
it changes everything. Yep.
Changes everything.
Hey, so the RNC, of course, just a couple of weeks away now, and there's a lot of discussion over where protesters can march, where protesters can be, and we were curious. Omar Flores, who is part of one of the protest
He's already
groups,
laughing.
So he was on Spanning the State on Monday, 1-3 right here on WDTMJ, Chris and Bry and Brian Noonan. And I wanted to get your take on something he said. He said basically that they haven't used permits before.
You know, when we marched on the Republican National debate, that was without a permit. When we did it on the DNC, that was without a permit. This is not new in Milwaukee. And usually, thankfully, 99% of the time, the police don't get too aggressive with us about it.
Essentially, he was saying, like, look, we can't be always told where to go and where to walk. We're going to do what we do.
Yes, you can.
So what's your take?
You
so
most certainly can.
Can be told where to go and where to walk?
There's division within the political parties themselves that would cause people to riot. Now we have two opposing parties here and in Chicago where people are going to be protesting. Absolutely not. Because no matter what you do, they're going to decide the police are wrong. Oh, you should have stopped this. You should have done this, should have done that. So the Secret Service was correct. The city was correct in saying you need a permit. You need to do this. Now, it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. They can't stop you from protesting, but they can limit where you protest. So this is all within legal bounds. And if they decide they want to show up and cause trouble and leave, they'll end up in jail.
Well, it sounds like they intend to do that.
That's fine.
I mean, listening further to the interview, they were saying we're not going to follow these prescribed routes. And don't worry, we've been through this before.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been through this before.
Well, listen to what he said here. He talked about having marshals.
We have hundreds of marshals that are signed up to do this that are very experienced, not only from here in Wisconsin, but from around the country that know how to keep people safe and have done it many times before.
Have you ever heard of that before, like a protest marshal?
I've heard of it before, but they also tried that kind of thing at the place. Wait a minute. Well, I can't think of it. Where's the net? January 6th. So where are we going? You're going to end up in jail. Just follow the rules.
Are there people that sometimes can at least be a liaison between the protesters and the officers? Like, hey, here's what we're doing. Just so you know, like, I don't know. I'm just,
You've been given
this is not a negotiation. I'm looking at Ken.
The United States Secret Service is not going to negotiate. U.S. Marshals are not going to negotiate. Milwaukee Police, Milwaukee County, that's not the time to negotiate. That's why we have a court of law. So that if you believe that you need to stand up for your rights, that's where you do it.
What's your prediction in terms of unrest or anything of that nature over the course of that week?
Like most things, it'll be a big nothing. I think that when people, like, even I don't know, people will go crazy when I say this. Even when you look at January 6th, when you go through all the stuff that happened, it's only the ones that went inside. So let's be, they'll have a fair, rational response, but people need to understand this is zero tolerance. If you step out of line, and, you know, citizens might have something to say about you coming through their neighborhood when you're not supposed to. So all those things can blend together, and it'll either be completely and totally a non-starter, or a lot of people will go to jail.
Going to ruin the summer.
It'll ruin their summer.
That's right.
I got popcorn.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
An update on former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao.
Lucky guy. That's all I'll say.
Right?
So, Joe Gao, you may recall.
Wait, no music?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't warn. Jeez. I didn't warn our guy. I didn't warn Pat.
Thank you.
That was quick to the draw. A little too quick. Anyway,
this is actually coming from his video feed right now.
Formerly known as, or also known as,
Porny McChancellor.
So he is trying to get his tenured faculty position back so he can teach on campus after he was terminated for posting pornographic videos on porn websites. Now, the termination is going through the process. There was a hearing that took place last week, a two-day hearing.
To do the kind of work that you do, you know, you got to be in great shape and have a lot of stamina.
That wasn't part of the hearing. But he did tell us that, hey, this is
almost
this is a First Amendment issue. Posted that pornographic video should matter.
I think by and large, people are now saying, okay, really, what's the issue here? And it comes down to important First Amendment issues and free speech issues. And that's something that's very serious.
So anyway, we've been waiting since last week, the two-day hearing. The prosecution in this hearing, which it wasn't court, but they had this hearing where the school's like, hey, no, look, he was sloppy. He also, we found porn credentials, porn website credentials on school computers. There's reasons why he shouldn't be part of the staff anymore. So I texted Dr. Gao, and he says they've yet to receive a decision, and they've been given no indication on when a decision might come.
And then there are steps to follow after that,
yes,
regardless of what that decision may be.
Likely litigation, you would assume, in some case.
Unless they decided, okay, fine, you can teach.
Right. I don't know if they'd bring in more testimony.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder on our show.
I mean, I don't know.
Not on the list.
That would, you know, need testimony from Will or not. But that's where it stands as of now. No decision and nothing imminent, at least according to Dr. Gao.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. Woo! 7:43, Wisconsin's morning news. A couple of quick takeaways on what is still to come with the Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting tomorrow to determine whether or not a recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss can indeed move forward. Wisconsin Elections Commission said the recall organizers this time did meet the requirement for enough valid signatures, squeaking by with just 16 to spare, despite, I think, thousands having been thrown out as invalid signatures to force the recall. One, they're going to consider, okay, what map do we use? Should these signatures have come from the district in which Voss is currently serving? Remember the whole flap over the maps?
Mm-hmm.
The districts
yep.
have been redrawn. He'll have a new district in which he would have to run in 2024, in this upcoming election, 24.
November.
Right. I would suggest there, if I were on that panel, I would say the signatures for the recall need to be in the district in which you're currently serving, not the new district, because you're recalling him from the current job that he has. So there's that first. We'll see what the Elections Commission decides and whether or not that changes, whether this can move forward. The other thing, in terms of this being an act of absurdity, and not to prop Robin Voss on this in particular, but he said, like, this is a waste of time. According to the recall organizers, if this moves forward, the primary for this special election or for the recall election would be August 6th. The fall primary for Wisconsin is the following week. Voss is seeking re-election. He has to stand for election in this new district. So the following week would be the election. Like, this serves no actual purpose other than to agitate and to poke. It doesn't serve any actual, you know, elective purpose, because then he's standing for election in another primary literally the next week.
What makes you wonder, you know, what the motivation really is.
Right. And so that's a fair question to ask. We'll see what the Elections Commission does tomorrow. Jeff Levering, our guest on Brewers 360, up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers win 3-1. They win another home series. They go for the sweep over the Rangers this afternoon. Our pregame around 12:40. First pitch after 1 right here on WDTMJ Radio.
360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us on this Wednesday morning. What's up, Level?
Hey, good morning, guys. Missed you last week. My apologies.
Oh, no worries. You're on the West Coast. That's all right, right?
I mean, Dillard did it, so we woke him up.
Yeah, well, no, that's true. That's true. You know, he didn't have his kids with him. I did have my son with me, which was an awesome trip. I'm very thankful that the Brewers allowed me to bring my son on the trip, and we had a great time. I was not too keen on waking him up at 5:30, though. That would not have been a good business decision for anybody.
Dad's on an important call here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. How old's your son?
He's 9.
You took your 9-year-old boy along with you on a West Coast roadie. Dad's a play-by-play man for the Brewers. Man, how awesome is that?
Yeah, it was pretty great. We were very fortunate last year to do it, too. Cincinnati and Philadelphia took some sights and sounds. That was kind of his first real big road trip. And he stayed in the booth and kept scoring the entire time last year. So this year, I did the same thing, but then I included him in the manager meetings every single day, and he got to ask Murph a question every single afternoon. So it was really cool for Brock to do that, and Murph played along. And by the end of the road trip, basically Brock was doing the entire manager show. So that was a great thing.
You're not even down there.
All right, Murph, that's the Murphy show for today.
That's right.
How'd the guys treat him, players?
Everything was great. You know, I think that it's a really good thing that the Brewers include families like this. And a lot of players had their families along on the road trip, too. So they were great. I mean, every time a player would see him, they'd give him a fist bump and ask him how he was doing and just get to know him a little bit. And I think having him on the trip last year kind of indoctrinated him on how to act in a clubhouse. And he's a very mature 9-year-old for himself, so I was really proud, and it's always fun. We don't get a lot of father-son time during the summer, and I miss a lot of stuff. I miss a lot of his baseball games, right. So it was really cool for him to come on this trip with me.
Changing gears just a quick bit. So we traded for Dallas Keuchel, former Cy Young Award winner. Hasn't pitched in the bigs this year for the Mariners system, I don't think. What's the expectation here, do you think, Jeff?
Hopefully eat a bunch of innings today. He's throwing the ball really well in the minor leagues in Tacoma and AAA with Seattle. So hopefully the Brewers, if they've needed some rotation help. He's going to become the 14th different starting pitcher after Hobie Milner was the 13th yesterday. So the Brewers have needed some stability in their rotation. I think he brings that. I think his postgame comments were great last night. He's excited for the opportunity. He's excited to be with the Brewers. Because they just go out and they play and they have fun. And it's almost, and I think Dallas said this, it's like playing backyard baseball. These guys know how to have fun, and Pat Murphy brings that. He read the text message that he sent to Keuchel in his pregame interview yesterday. It was amazing. So I think Dallas, I expect nothing but good things from Dallas, and he's got a great defense working behind him.
You know, to that point, too, about how much fun this team is to watch also as a fan, you know, last night, another perfect example of, boy, frustrating to leave guys, runners in scoring position, didn't capitalize on all our opportunities early, but this team, like, don't count them out. They just keep coming, and eventually those opportunities once again turned into runs.
Yeah, you got a Jackson Churio base hit to tie the game, and Joey Ortiz hits this wall scraper down the left field line to give him the lead, and then Rhys Hoskins, who's 0 for the day, and then he comes up with another big hit. It just feels like that's Brewers baseball this year, right? You play good defense. You're getting plenty of offense. I mean, the Brewers have had more 5 or more run scoring innings than anybody in baseball at this point this year. So the offense is great. The pitching has been great. It's held up. The defense is even better. It's a really fun brand of baseball. And the way that they're running the bases, it's the kind of offense that isn't going to go in a lot of slumps. And if they can just find some consistent hitting with runners in scoring position these days, they're going to be just fine.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Listen, if you're booking trips, I got some kids I can send your way to. I'm not busy enough.
You got it. No, happy to do that. Happy to tag them along. If they can fit in my golf bag, we're fine.
No, not a problem. 7:51. Thanks, Levo. Mark Tauscher up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tauscher, we're just talking with Jeff Levering, play-by-play man of the Milwaukee Brewers. Said he got to bring his 9-year-old son with him on the West Coast roadie. You know, talk about a hero, man. Dad's in the booth. I'm on the clubhouse. I'm at the ballpark. I'm at the yard as a 9-year-old. Father-son time.
Get to interview the Skip.
Right. Beautiful story.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you're playing, you want your focus is going to be on playing. And one of the things I wish now, looking back, is it would have been really cool to have my kids be able to, you know, jump in and be a part of it. And even, you know, getting to go down to a Brewers game and, you know, fortunately have some contacts down there. I'm able to, you know, bring Max and a couple of his buddies down on the field before a game, or if it's up at, you know, a Packers practice or a game, getting to go down and get that. It gives your kids a little bit of a taste of the job that you're doing and the excitement that they get. But I don't think there's anything cooler than to see. And another thing, it's a great reminder. I bet you Jeff, probably a great reminder, because he's out there every day. And he knows he's got a really good job. I think he appreciates it. But you can get a little bit jaded because you're doing it every day.
Right.
And I think the cool part is you always will see through the eyes of others, and especially people that you love, when it's, oh, my God, is this cool. I can't believe this. And it's a great reminder to you, man, I got a pretty good thing going. So not only are you super cool with your kids and getting brownie points if they get to meet a player, if they get to see Bob Uecker or whatever it might be, the other side of it is it's a great reminder to you. So, yeah, that's as cool as it gets when you can, you know, showcase, you know, how awesome things are to other people, and it's a reminder to you. I've got a pretty good thing going.
Yeah, I wonder, who has the coolest job? If you're the kid and you're, you know, it's parents come to work day and it's job day or whatever. Is it NFL player? Is that the coolest? Or is it firefighter?
I think it would probably all depend on what your kid's big interest is. I can tell you this. For Eleanor, if I was like a techie or a roadie for Taylor Swift and you could go back and like have access backstage and, oh, hey, Taylor, like that would probably be one of the coolest things for her. And if it was, you know, for my Max is a big hockey guy. So if he was able to, you know, go hang out with Ryan Suter or Pavelski, one of the Dallas Stars, or somebody, you know, that just won the Stanley Cup, those would be the two, I think, for my kids, that would be, holy cats, is that something cool.
But you, now, your kids are young enough, Tausch, that they missed your playing career, right? So, like,
yep.
do they have any association or understanding of who Mark Tausch of the Green Bay Packer was?
Oh, yeah. Now they do. I think early on, and it's always fun when the kind of the light comes on. And last year, Eleanor has not been a big football fan. She knows that I play, and people say, oh, your dad played for the Packers and everything else. But I don't think she never really asked me a ton of questions. And then last year, I got to go speak our good friend Justin McCoy with Cousin Subs. I got to go and speak at one of their events, and I kind of told a little bit about my story and this. And she soaked it up like a sponge. And as I was driving home, she asked me all these questions. So that was one of the cooler moments, just in the fact Max has always been pretty interested. He's asked a bunch of, and his buddies are always asking him stuff. Eleanor, not so much. So when that happened, it was real fun. And now she'll bring up little tidbits from that I didn't even know she was listening. So it was it was one of those deals where I think you would have loved to have had them get maybe a little bit more experience when I was playing, but now they ask a lot more questions, and it kind of takes you down memory lane, which is kind of fun.
Man, if I were who you were, my kids would be watching film.
You'd make them.
Yeah, well, there's
right now. Sit down.
There's
sit
a lot down. Of YouTube shorts and clips.
2007 and
here was this play here, but the, you know, that's the thing is you're trying to keep your kid off of YouTube, and now when you're encouraging them to go watch your old highlights, you're kind of being hypocritical. But yeah, it's a fun process to kind of watch your kids go through, for sure.
Thanks, Tosh. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.